Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Michael, MMA Legal.
Thanks. Please stay on the line.
I can see Mr. Cassidy, please.
Who's this?
Hi, Neil. My name is Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal. We're the law firm helping you discuss the redress case.
Okay.
How are you, Neil?
I'm all right.
Fantastic. Do you have 10 minutes, Neil, to have a chat with me about your case, sir?
Yeah, please.
Okay, perfect. Just to let you know, Neil, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. It's my role, Neil, as part of the investigation team, is to go out and gather the evidence on your behalf. So that's right, and through the likes of social services and educational authorities up in Scotland. It's not just... This call isn't just about your time in care, Neil. You've obviously gone through that with Elliot, a part of our customer care team. This call is more to understand, you know, the trauma you faced in care when I was a child, how that's had a lasting effect on you as an adult. Whether that be stuff like in evidence to like diagnose with, you know, anxiety, depression, PTSD.
Yes, I've got anxiety, depression, and PTSD as well. I don't have my
No, I'm sorry to hear that.
I don't believe
you've been diagnosed from your doctor, Neil.
I get tablets from my doctor for my anxiety and my depression.
Okay.
I get the strongest tablets that they can possibly give you for that course. It's been 120 milligram tablets.
Oh, wow.
So they're really strong.
Oh, how are you today, sir?
I'm not bad.
Okay. okay, so you've been diagnosed with depression, anxiety, and PTSD, and you're on medication from your doctor. You struggle to leave the house. Have you had any issues with alcohol or any substance issues, Neil?
I did have an issue with alcohol, so I used to drink a lot constantly.
Yeah.
But, and then I ended up meeting somebody, so after I met somebody, it kind of died down a wee bit. Then I had a wee boy, and then we fell out. And I never seen my wee boy for like 5 years, so that just put me back on the same path.
Okay. Have you ever seen help from your GP for the alcohol or?
No. I stopped drinking altogether myself, so I did. My son came to stay with me. My son's autistic. His mum died, so he came to stay with me. So he did. So that's what I've been for the past 5 years now.
Okay, that's cool. That's amazing, isn't it?
But I genuinely don't go out the house and see, like, associate with people and try to talk to people and things. I don't associate with anybody. I can't even be in a room anymore with two people. That's how bad it is.
No, I can imagine it.
I took a stroke, and when I took my stroke, they had me in the hospital and they had me for my tablets because I couldn't be with anybody. Next day, there was too many people in the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
In a private room, so they did.
How long ago was your stroke?
Just last year, just February.
Oh, wow.
Just February, just there. So it was, I woke up and I couldn't see. Near the crowd, I thought I'd something in my eye. No, I took a stroke through the night in my sleep, so I woke up. I forgot I'd done it, and then I took another three. I took like four strokes in the space of a week.
Is it with the other ones in hospital though?
The three of them were in hospital. I took three of them in hospital. So I did, I was in hospital for over a week for it, so I was just infected there.
How are you today?
I'm alright, it's just, what happened with the stroke was, see my brain had lots of activity in it, and then it had no activity, they were calling it head brain because they thought I had cancer.
Oh wow.
It's all of my moods. See my legs, my left side doesn't work properly, my left leg doesn't work properly, it locks up my knee, my hand, my fingers. So it does.
Yeah.
But it's torture, so it is. But my anger, that's one of the things I know, that the test, my moods, I've just went crazy. I used to be able to control my temper and things like that, but see, now it's
like, well, since the stroke, your anger issues have got worse.
Yes. Wow. I spoke to my hymn about it, she said it's one of the side effects of having your stroke, your personality changes.
Yeah, okay.
So my whole personality changed to where it did used to be. I used to be a kind of happy-go-lucky person. No, no.
Yeah.
No, no.
Okay. Okay, so we've got a little bit to unpick here, haven't we? I can write to your GP for the depression, anxiety and PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
Which is obviously, which is good news for us. I've got a tough one, Neil. Real tough one. I've got a real tough question to ask you, buddy.
Uh-huh.
I am sorry for having to ask it, but I wouldn't be doing my job for you if I don't.
No, it's fine. So
I am sorry, Neil. But have you ever tried to take your own life?
I have. Several occasions. I got to the stage that the doctor wouldn't give me. I couldn't go to the doctor to get tablets. No, I could because I didn't trust myself to have the tablets in this.
Yeah,
I was at that lower point in my life at that time.
Were they all mainly overdoses, were they?
Yep. I'd cut myself. I used to cut myself a lot as well, so I did. Like my arms, my legs, things like that.
Did you end up in hospital for any of the ODs?
No. It was always family came, so it was.
Yeah.
I've got a pretty tight support unit, so I've got a couple of younger brothers that I brought up, because I was the oldest, but the two of them, I'm like 10 years older than my two brothers.
Yeah. Okay. So what I'm going to do, Neil, is I'm going to get your GP's practice details off you, if that's okay, and I'll write to your GP.
Hold on, I get my card, but it's got one there. It's, where is it? It's Town Head Medical Practice, so it is.
Yeah, one more time, Neil, sorry.
Town Head Medical Practice.
Town Head. Spelled here. Town Head Medical Practice.
That's attached to the Royal Infirmary, Glasgow Royal Infirmary, it's like a health centre. Yeah, see the address is Alexander Parade anyway, I know that.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll write to GP.
Okay.
I'm also obviously going to be writing to the social services and the education authorities of Cardiff Children's Home. Is that the only place you stayed at, was it? Or is there other ones you want to
know? No, that was it. That was Cabros I was in, that was it.
Okay. I'll write to the social services and the education authority of Cabros. When I get that information back, Neil, do you want me to share it with you?
It's fine, yeah. I'm expecting half a dozen. It's easy. As long as there's no shared with anybody else except to you and whoever's dealing with the team, I'm not really too fussed.
No, we have massive strict codes of client confidentiality. You only deal with us as a law firm and the regulator behind us, obviously, which is the Solicitors Regulatory Authority. So we have, real strict policies in place.
Mm-hmm.
You are the only person that will get to see that detail. Obviously, it's along with myself.
Yeah, that's
good. So do you want me to share it with you, or should I?
If you can share it, that's great. So I can bring it with my brothers as well, so we can have a look at it.
Yeah.
one of the things that this is all happening since I was a kid. I don't sleep. See, at night time, I can't sleep at night time. They'll give me about 30 different tablets to try and get myself to sleep at night time, and it gets to the point I need to phone my doctor every second or third week because it's got to the stage that I've no sleep and I have to argue and fight to get to his Zopiclone tablets.
Yeah.
It's a joke, man. Like, I'm only asking you for one sleeping tablet. That's all I ask him for, one sleeping tablet to help me at night. The doctor says to me, all my issues are threatened to me, nobody being able to sleep. I says, well, give me a sleeping tablet. You can't hear a sleeping tablet.
Thank God, because you're over those. Yeah.
It's a vicious circle, that one, buddy, isn't it?
It's murder, so it is.
It's murder. It's a vicious circle, that one. So what, when I get the information back, Neil, from your time and care, we'll go through it together, you and I. Obviously, I'll send you copies of everything. We'll go through that, just me and you. Make sure that you're happy with all the evidence that I've collected. We'll go through all of your statements, make sure your statements have everything in there that you want to be in there. What I'll then do is I'll pin your medical records to the case as well, or the claim, should I say.
Yeah.
And then what happens, Neil, is we do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress.
Okay.
That's where we package all our evidence and give it to them. Just to let you know what we've done for you so far, Neil, is all we've done is gave them notice that we are going to claim.
Yeah.
We've got an application number for you, and obviously we've been recognised as your lawyers.
Okay.
But we've also told them do not start work on our case until we provide you with the support and evidence.
Yeah.
The evidence obviously just gives you the best chance, buddy, to get the most out of this process. Yeah. So,
you know, I just heard, somebody just told me about this the other day as well. I just heard about this the other day. I know somebody just got 12 grand out of this story.
12 grand.
£12,000 or whatever, but this boy was actually not arrested on the first day,
that's not a lot, you know.
I know, but, well, that's it, he got 12 grand, that's what he got, and he spent it,
Yeah. Well,
he spent it off.
Well, the average, just to let you know, Neil, the average claim value's around about 55k.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if he had a lawyer. That guy?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
It doesn't sound like, to be honest with you.
Couldn't tell you.
It sounds like he may have done that himself.
I think maybe, do you know something? I think he did do it himself. So that
if we had a client who was molested, there was no way on earth we'd take £12,000.
That's what he was molested and he was battered constantly after somebody said he was there.
We wouldn't take that. Not for a second. Even we have to run the offer past you, obviously. But we would definitely be advising you not to take that.
Yeah, I know. He got and he was happy and he skint. Yeah.
No, 12 grand's not going to last long, is it? Let's be honest.
No.
So we'll go through it all together. We'll submit everything to the Scottish Redress. We then wait for what's called a panel date, Neil. That's where a panel of individuals will judge our case. It's all done behind closed doors, so, you know. Nobody knows about it. We don't attend it. We'll be notified via writing an email of the outcome, which is hopefully going to be, you know, recognition of what's happened to you, in the form of apology and hopefully an offer of financial compensation, Mr. Cassidy.
Okay, that's great.
Is that okay, sir? Do you have any questions for me?
No, that's it, buddy.
All right, just to let you know, Neil, this isn't going to be a quick turnaround. It could take me anywhere up to 10 months to get the information back from the social services. But obviously, on a no-win, no-fee, you know, we don't get paid until you do, so it's on us to get the information back as quickly as we can. Due to the sentence of nature of these cases, Neil, I do have to go back a step with you on this recorded call and make sure you fully understand our fees and your processes and what
we're doing. That you take a fee for behind me, so I do know what fee that I get. It'll be a percentage of that I get because you take the fee off it as well. I already know that.
I have to run through it with you, Neil.
Yeah, there you go.
So just to let you know, Neil, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need the weight or the help of a law firm to do so.
Yep.
But obviously that would entail, you know, gathering your own evidence and submitting and creating your own case if you wish to. So that's option one.
Option two is there are other law firms out there, Neil, that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress,
mm-hmm.
and they don't charge fees. They don't charge you any fees. And the reason why they don't charge fees, Neil, is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government
okay.
as part of what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where them law firms get £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws that case.
Ah, okay.
Now, as a fellow law firm, I can't legally divulge and discuss those law firms' practices and what they would do, and probably more importantly, Neil, what they don't do for clients.
Yeah.
All I can tell you is that we as a law firm, we don't participate in that government legal fee scheme. We don't take handouts or accept handouts from the Scottish Government. We definitely don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government either. What
yeah.
we do is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract, where if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose together.
Yeah.
It's on us as a law firm to go out and gather as much evidence as we possibly can to give you the best possible chance of getting the most out of this process. Our fate aside, Neil.
Uh-huh.
Our fees are capped at 16% plus VAT. Now,
okay.
VAT is just 20% of the 16, so works out about 3.2%. So the max you'll pay us is 19.2%, inclusive of VAT. No matter how much time and effort and work goes into your case, Neil, you'll never pay us more than 19.2%. On the flip side of that, Neil, on the no-fee
yeah.
side, because you've been through such emotional trauma throughout your life because of your time and care, and are deemed as a vulnerable client, if we are unsuccessful in this case in gaining new compensation, we will never come looking for any of our fees from yourself.
That's
so great. We'll never put you under any sort of financial stress or strain if we are unsuccessful with your case. Is that okay, Neil?
That's great.
Perfect. Do you understand those two options I've just given you?
Yeah, I understand them, mate.
I'm happy.
What it is, I see these people that stay in it from the government, they're going to take certain agreements and just set agreements because they're working with the government.
Yeah, well, I can't legally.
No, I know you can't say that, but that's exactly what's going to happen because they've picked out like 12 lawyers and you deal with this and you give us a certain amount of money for doing it. That's
yep.
exactly what's happened.
Yep.
So,
just to let you know, Neil. They have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the date you sign the document with us on the 18th. What that means is up until day 14, you wish to change your mind, you can rip up any agreements you have with us and walk away and pursue this case however which way you want. If you were unaware of the 14-day on the day of signing, I can restart them 14 days from today. But also, if you're happy with us as a law firm, happy with our fees, I just want us to continue and crack on. We have the right to waive that 14-day cooling-off period and we can get started on your case, Neil.
I'm happy for you to crack on in this one, mate.
Okay, so you're happy to waive the 14-day
yep.
cooling-off period? Okay,
I'm happy for you just to go away and carry on and continue it.
Okay.
Get it sorted.
You've got my number now, Neil. My name's Michael.
Okay.
I'm a caseworker throughout this whole process and this journey. So
okay.
save my number, buddy. If you need anything, give me a call. You're going to need questions. You can't waste my time. I work for you now. So just hit me if you need me. Otherwise, I'll be in touch every 3 to 4 weeks with an update and let you know how I'm getting on. And I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details and outline of our process.
Nico, thanks a lot.
Is that okay, sir? Do you have any questions for me?
No, that's fine. I'm getting forward about the house with my dog. Come on, you. Yeah. Oh.
What type of dog have you got?
It's a wee bulldog, so it's my son's.
Oh, nice.
He's a wee English bulldog.
Oh, lovely. Lovely. Neil, enjoy the rest of your day. And if you need me for anything, just give me a call.
No problem. Thanks a lot, Michael. Cheers.
Thanks, Neil. See you soon,
bye.
Buddy. Bye now.